Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello again, this is Pastor Steve Dameron with the Moment in Ministry. Today, our guest is Brother Eric Ramis. He grew up in our church and has worked with our youth and works with youth around America. And so I'll have him introduce himself and then we'll get into some questions.
Well, I'm glad to be here today, and it's a blessing to work with young people. And it's been a privilege to have been at Fairhaven Baptist Church for 42 years. Hard to believe, 42 years, and been able to work in different realms of youth, from bus ministry, work with the youth group, and now more specifically with the bus teenagers that attend our church.
All right, so you brought up the idea of working with church teens and bus teens. I don't know what else to name that, all right, but we're going to try to discuss that. So we're going to be talking about somebody, a youth, that basically their parents aren't really involved in the church. So whether it's through the bus ministry or through something else. So why don't you just address that, and then we'll get into some helps.
Just like background, for me, I came to Fairhaven Baptist Church. My dad was not a Christian. He allowed us to be involved, put us in the Christian school. So I would still consider myself what you call a church teen.
Yes.
And in the setting we had, being involved with the church teams, we had bus kids coming in. But there was a pretty wide gap as far as a disconnect between the two. When I started working with teens, same idea. I worked with the church kids, trying to get bus kids involved. And it just was hard, trying to figure out schedules and with the school, Christian school, with the youth group, trying to get them to be a part. Occasionally get one or two or three, but it just was difficult. Now I've gone more into the realm of working with the bus kids, and I've seen to where there's just a wall between them. And so this has been, for me, a bit of an adjustment, trying to focus my attention now on the opposite side from what I grew up and what I was a part of.
So you kind of defined a little bit what we mean by a ministry or an outreach teenager that, whether it's bus reaching them with the bus, or we've knocked on their door, they're coming, but the parents aren't really, they're kind of standoffish.
Sure.
So you've started working more and more with that within our ministry. So what are a couple of helps?
It's going to sound simple, but I'm going to say this. Somehow you have to get to know the teenager. Now, in our realm, there's several bus routes, and the bus captains generally are there every week. I don't have that opportunity to be in their homes every week, so how can I take them that are coming on Sunday, and then if we're meeting a couple extra times a month, how do I really get to know them? And so that's the first thing, is get to know them. But what I've come across is there's a couple walls. And I'd say the first wall is, you'd think getting to know them, let's go visit them. Well, that sounds easy, but I found that for some reason, from getting to the, from the porch to inside their house is tougher than I thought. And I don't know if it's because of what their home situation is like, what maybe the disarray of it, or just what they hear preached, what I might see on their walls. I don't know. But sometimes it's just like they step outside and quickly step outside, or the parents kind of push them outside not to get in. So it's, I have to tell them, hey, when I come to your house, act like you know who I am. And so it sounds funny, but that's one thing, is get to know them. But there's a wall of getting in their homes. The second one is, I thought, well, why not try to get into their schools? And again, a similar thing where I found that some of the kids don't want me to go to their schools. You go visit them on Saturday, a lot of time you don't find them home. My thinking is, well, go to school. They're generally going to be in school. But they almost feel the pressure of, is he going to show up? Is my church man going to show up today at my school and see what they're involved in day to day? Or maybe puts the pressure on them, they have to live right or change how they dress or whatever the case may be. So some kids have said, we don't want you to come to our school.
Yeah.
So it's been a challenge to try to figure out. This first help, I think, is getting to know them.
Yeah. All right. So we said with these teenagers, and it does sound simple, get to know them, whether at home and the school. So what is another help?
What I've seen and what I've experiences, somehow we've got to get them involved in the church setting. Most people come and say, get them reading their Bible, and I 100% agree with that. But some of these kids get really discouraged when we meet together, we're trying to memorize scripture, they can't read the words, let alone explain what they mean.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes am heartbroken where here's kids that ride the bus, they want to grow, and they're limited by their education or whatever the case may be. And so I've toned some things back as far as scripture, simpler verses, more repetition. So that's important, yes. But I think somehow we've got to get them from only coming on Sunday morning. And how do you do that? And I know the program that you started, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago called TNT, there was a purpose of getting them here. Part of their service was not coming only on Sunday morning, getting them here Sunday night if they can during the midweek service or a youth function. And what that does is it pulls them out of their current situation. It gets them around the Bible, but it's being explained rather than them just sitting there trying to read it themselves, figure out what the passage means. And so I think getting them serving, getting them to come to a nursing home service, getting them just out of their element. And that's, to me, been a really special thing, watching them come and enjoying being around God's house a little more frequent.
All right, so you've been working with these young people here, and God's blessed with giving you some ideas of putting some information together to get into their hands. So why don't you explain some of that?
What I've seen is a lot of kids have difficulty reading. Myself, I don't like to read big books, all right? So I'm encouraged when I can get through a 20-page, 50-page book. But if you're trying to teach issues such as respect, worldliness, for the most part, they're not going to read a 100-page book on that. So I just feel like I'm trying to develop some things. A few I've already put together already, but just issues like respect. It's just a teen issue. And I think it's 8 to 12 pages, something that they can grab a hold of, feel a sense of accomplishment. The idea of godliness, what is that? We're pushing them, don't be worldly, be godly. But what is that for a teenager? And then one I call freedom, but it's the idea they're trying to find their way. They want everybody to leave them alone. Give me my space, if I can use it that way. So I call it a little character series, and I'd like to develop a few more of those. The other thing that I've really worked at, because I believe kids need to read the Bible, but there's all sorts of one-year programs to get the kids through the Bible. It might be 4, 5, 6 chapters a day. That's discouraging for a young person. That goes from reading nothing to now, hey, why don't you read 4, 5, or 6 chapters? So this is something I actually have two sets available. One kind of gets them through the Old Testament, and that would be what I call active passages. It kind of bypasses Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Ezekiel, some of the tougher passages. And it's a chapter or less a day with 5 to 7 questions to kind of just grow in their knowledge of the scriptures. And so I have an Old Testament set and then the New Testament set as well, and that will get them through the New Testament only in a full year. So those are some things I think that can be helpful for young people.
All right. Well, that's our moment in ministry for today. We appreciate Brother Ramus being with us. And so you can email him. We'll put the information at the bottom of the screen so you can email him, or you can just email us at church here at Fairhaven Baptist Church. And also, we do have some other resources available. You can ask us about those. We're just coming out. It's spiral bound, but there's a book we're putting out entitled Teenagers from A to Z, but it's not geared to teenagers. It's geared to those that work with teenagers and parents. It's a bigger book, and it's just spiral bound right now, but it's just trying to get things into people's hands to help them in with their youth, so that there's some guidelines, some helpful hints, so that we can have more young people that have a desire to serve the Lord. So again, thanks for watching today in a moment of ministry.